Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so hopefully I'm connected, and I can't really tell, honestly. How the hell does this work? I'm sorry. Welcome to Astro Conversations. Hopefully, you know, this thing is operating correctly, which I don't even know right now. Okay, hopefully I'm connected correctly. And the thing is, I can't even tell. That's the awful part about this. Oh, well. But anyway, hopefully I'm talking. So anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about the latest news that came out, which was about Tamar Braxton and Vince Herbert. So I'm going to be discussing the Pisces and the Sagittarius relationship. So just give me a few seconds. Okay, so hopefully the microphone is connected correctly. Hopefully everything will be going clear. I'm not used to doing this. I haven't done this in quite some time. Like I said, I used to do a Black Talk Radio. That was one of my first social connections in regards to communication that I started off with, and it was a very fun journey. It was very exciting. I loved every bit of it. So, you know, it looks like I'm still on the same path, but this is a different path in regards to astrology. Now, you guys, maybe you're familiar with my YouTube show, which is called Astro Conversations. Basically, what I do is I talk about relationships on that particular channel. And I like to talk about it in the sense of astrology, psychology, numerology, so we can get a better understanding on, you know, the importance of relationships. And I think relationships and astrology is like a complicated love story that is oftentimes meaningful and can be hurtful all at the same time. And sometimes the pain can be so deep that it feels like it can never be forgiven. And the only solution sometimes is to just simply walk away, swallow your pride, open up your eyes, and see things for what they are. But one thing I found out that was really interesting, and you know what? When I went through my own chart and I looked at my moon sign, I was like kind of shocked in a sense that my moon sign was someone that I was actually attracted to and so relationship with. So you can test this out on your own self. Again, if you look at your moon sign and your astrology chart, you can compare it and you can maybe see that maybe your mother, maybe your father had the same moon sign that's in your astrology chart. You may have dated someone who has the same moon sign in your astrology chart. You may have had children with that person. You may have a lot of friends. You may be in business relationships. You may have a lot of important things surrounding that particular sign and your moon sign. So you will find that a lot of people are together in partnership because of the energies that they experience, so they can learn something from one another and maybe produce something out of it that's going to be fruitful, that's something that you can grow, something that's solid, something that you can leave a legacy for, you know, children, for generations to come because of the joint venture that you had within that relationship. So I believe that relationships are very, very important. I think that a lot more people should take it seriously, but I also believe that people who are not interested in taking relationships seriously, they need to be honest, okay? And let their partner, the people in their relationships know what it is that they are, because maybe people don't want that, and maybe you'll find people that do want that, and together and make it work. But see, what I realized from relationships in general, going through things, my sister, my mother, many women that I have came across that have went through things, men and women, one thing I have noticed is a lot of times is opposites attract. And when you're talking about opposites, you're talking about light and dark. You're talking about good and bad. You're talking about evil versus, you know, angelship or whatever. So if opposites attract, you have one person who may be living on the dark side, who knows if they get with somebody else who's also on the dark side, that's like two energies that you're putting together that they know it's not going to work because they're both dark. And they know that they're not really going to get anything out of that relationship if they're dealing with somebody who's just as a creep as they are. So people who are generally on the dark side or are, you know, on the opposite side of the person that they're in relationship with, a lot of times what you'll find is they are attracted to people with good energy, attracted to people with good qualities, a good head and shoulders, good credit, good finances, a good vision, a good look on life, a good plan. And here comes this person who is giving off the impression that they're down with that plan, but they're really not. They really have a hidden agenda that they have under their sleeve that take advantage of this opposite person, the opposite again attracting, to take something, they can gain something from that relationship. In a sinister way. So this is why I'm so interested in astrology and astrology, numerology, astrology and relationships. A lot of times, you know, certain signs, they have karma with them. They have certain traits that they hold. That they're going to unconsciously display, whether that be, you know, in a communicative way, a physical way, a spiritual way, you name it, they're going to express that energy in the relationship. And this is why you'll find that certain people just don't get along, and certain people do. So I wanted to talk about the Sagittarius and the Pisces relationship, which I was kind of shocked because actually, I have two women in my family who are currently dating a Sagittarius. One is a Taurus and a Sagittarius. And my sister, of course, who's a Pisces, she's dating a Sagittarius. And, yeah, the things that I've heard on the darker side as far as Sagittarius, it wasn't that great, okay? But it wasn't all that bad. And, you know, it wasn't as bad as some other signs that, they think that they need to deal with. And the extreme. So Sagittarius is not a bad sign. I think there's just some like little kinks and some basic understanding that people need to understand in order to get along with this sign. This sign is an intellectual sign. If you know this by now, you know, this is where you're going to find your philosopher, your teacher, your metaphysic, your doctor, your nurse, your lawyer, definitely a lot of lawyers you'll find, or a lot of people who are interested in law, you'll find them as a Sagittarius. People who are interested in real estate, definitely Sagittarius. Art, creation, so that kind of energy, you'll find a lot of Sagittarius in that arena. So we're going to be talking about Pisces and Sagittarius relationship. Excuse me, give me a moment. So it makes sense now when, you know, I'm getting phone calls, unfortunately, from my sister, who is pulling her hair out, trying to figure out how she can get into the mind of her Sagittarius lover, who, you know, consistently brings her up and down an emotional roller coaster. So when I found out that Tamar was a Pisces and Vince is a Sagittarius, it made me kind of interested to look at what they can build together as a relationship and what good things could come out of the relationship. So I had to dig a little deeper. I didn't go that deep, and I won't be staying that long. But unfortunately, it is showing that Pisces and Sagittarius, they might not make out to be like a perfect couple. Okay, and the reason for that is because in the beginning, they may start off like best friends, okay? They may even give off the impression to others that they're inseparable, and they may even think to themselves while being in a relationship that they're inseparable, okay? And there's nothing, there's no one, there's nothing that can break this relationship apart. So when the going is good, the going is great for a while, as we all saw on the Tamar and Vince show, which was a relationship that, from what I recall, she did explain, you know, Vince being her teddy bear, somebody she cooked and she cared for, she loved him, and he was like her friend. From what I'm remembering, from what she described, they started off as friends. Okay, and they enjoyed a lot of good times together. Okay, they have a lot of wonderful stories, and I'm sure that they can probably share with the public, you know, once everything simmers down, on how the beginning of their relationship started off with a bang, but unfortunately, it began to fade away to the point where it is saying that, you know, after a while, both the Sagittarius and the Pisces will look at the relationship like, you know, it's superficial, like it's fake, not remembering the good times, not remembering the times when you guys connected together and you were friends. I mean, this was true friendship that turned into a relationship. And this is not the type of energy that will get into a relationship fast. When you hear of a Pisces and a Sagittarius, you're probably not going to, of course, somebody's air hustling, but that's fine. Somebody outside. But anyway, you're not going to probably hear this type of astrology sign hurrying up and going to the altar and getting married. You know, you're probably not going to hear a lot of Pisces and Sagittarius people hooking up in 2 weeks, like Chloe and I forgot her husband, I forgot his name, the basketball player, how they got together. I think they was only together less than 6 months and they got married. So you're not going to hear stories like that most likely from this type of energy. But what you will hear is a long-lasting relationship, friendship. But once they start to convert it into a relationship, what you may find is that it doesn't last very long, okay? And then sometimes it can become a challenge to them. Let me close my window on this one, okay? Okay, what you will find, and I'm not surprised because I've been listening and I've been doing it before starting this show in regards to what may have led, you know, Tamar to push the envelope and show that she's not playing anymore. And there's those tears and, you know, that emotional roller coaster that she consistently went on has now come to an end, and she's ready to push the envelope. She's ready for business. And I want to talk about this on the Pisces side of things, especially with me being a Pisces. I want to talk about that on that side. But before we go into that, it's saying that when a Pisces and a Sagittarius is in a relationship, the relationship is pretty good. And, you know, everything is pretty fun. It, you know, they have a lot of excitement. They learn a lot of things from each other while being in a relationship. But the sexual side of this relationship, the infatuation that they had in the beginning, it fades away. It gets to the point where the Pisces person becomes unsatisfied with the Sagittarius. And the Sagittarius may be satisfied by going outside the relationship and having sexual encounters with other people. And, you know, Pisces people being very jealous people, especially when they're in a relationship with someone, they're not destined to be okay with their partner stepping out and coming back whenever they feel like it, and not fully satisfying them the way they want to be satisfied. So it's going to definitely be a problem in that aspect. So I'm not surprised when I heard things went down the way it's going down. And I'm also not surprised because as I've been talking about on my show about the spiritual warfare that I've been going through and the spiritual warfare that I've been seeing a lot of Pisces people going through, I've been seeing Pisces people go through some shit starting the first weeks of the summer, leading up to this point. But I can tell you, it was like almost a transition. It was like a transition from weakness, and then you got to the medium point, and then you got to strength. And once you got to strength, that's when you can make some solid decisions and push the envelope towards whoever needs to receive that envelope. Okay, so this is what we're dealing with right now. So I'm going to go through it a little bit briefly. Pisces and Sagittarius are ruled by Jupiter. So you'll find that a couple who is a Pisces and a Sagittarius, you'll find grand things from this couple. Not all, okay? Not all, because again, we have those other Pisces and Sagittarius. According to their numerology, they can get together and be lazy together, or they can get together and just party together or together, and you won't see any accomplishment from that relationship. All you'll see is tears and destruction and damage of property and disrespect and rumors and gossip. That's the dark side of a Pisces. Or on the good side is what you'll see from Tamar is where they're displaying a grand scale of what a union can look like, especially with them being African-American or Black people. They have displayed, and that's why I love them as a couple, and I really hope that things work out, because I'm sure they've helped people unconsciously see that just because you're Black, you know, just because, you know, you came from this certain situation does not mean that you guys cannot work together and make things happen. And they have showed us. You know, they have almost sacrificed themselves, because I think it's a sacrifice. Anytime you go on reality TV and you know that you're running the risk of people in your business, you're running the risk of the evil eye, you're running the risk of people who want to, you know, inject themselves in this relationship so they can break it down because they no longer want to see you build anymore. You run the risk of that when you go on national TV, and you do that because regular average relationships go through that. So if you have your regular average Joe Blow who is battling these spirits of people and things and situations that can easily damage a relationship that can flourish into something great, then you know that these people have sacrificed. So I really appreciate these two. I really hope things work out. I love Tamar. I love Vince. You know, I love this couple because, you know, it shows that even Vince, you know, he's not, you know, some would say he's not, you know, a stallion, but he's a regular average guy. That's what I see. When I see Vince, I see him as a regular average guy who has some challenges, you know, as far as he said that his parents, you know, unfortunately, they weren't around as far as I know. And then, you know, Tamar, she's had this battle with, you know, show not be always hidden behind her sisters. You know, she had this challenge, especially as Pisces people. A lot of Pisces people in their life, they have to deal with people who doubt them a lot, who don't believe they're capable of. So sometimes Pisces people have to almost prove themselves, you know, more than the average sign because a lot of people doubt what they are capable of doing. So, yeah, I really hope that, you know, things could work out. Just because she pushed the paperwork on him does not mean it's final. When you're dealing with the Pisces and they're at the point where they have walked out, and I talked about this on my Dark Side of My Pisces show, how, you know, when you're in a relationship with a Pisces, they don't leave you in an instant like an Aries. Like an Aries will walk out on you in an instant. An Aquarius will do that as well. There's a lot of signs in the zodiac chart that will leave you and not question. They won't think about it. They'll worry about it after they have left. Pisces people, they don't really do that. They usually are gentle in their way of leaving you, and that's why I described a Pisces person leaving you slowly. So I'm sure that, you know, Vince has heard over the course of the relationship that she was ready to walk out. She was at her wits' end. I'm sure he's heard her complaining. I'm sure she has broken down. She's broken down on Instagram, but she has deleted that video. So he has seen the signs that her virtual bags were packed at the door, and eventually, if things did not improve, that she would pick them up and walk out, and she would be willing to risk it all. Could you imagine? If we have like a person who's dealing with an average relationship and they're, you know, them thinking 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times about walking out on a relationship that doesn't even have as much equity and as much contracts and as much notoriety. I mean, they have built their social media platform. They have followers. They have people who, you know, depend on them. I mean, jock riders, you name it. They have a whole plethora, a foundation that they have built, and to know that Tamar was willing to, you know, push the envelope and say fuck it to the whole entire structure that they build, I mean, you could only imagine how much pain she may have been dealing with within this relationship. But I believe that if Vince is willing to learn more about his wife, learn more about himself, I believe that this relationship could be mended. They do have a young child. The child is not even 10 years old yet. is happening, and I find that a lot of, you know, it's, I don't know what it is, and I did some research on that too, but I did some research that a lot of couples, unfortunately, you know, in the beginning, before the children are involved, the relationship, as soon as the woman becomes pregnant, around 6 months going forward, especially after she has the child, it's like a breakdown, a complete breakdown of the relationship where they both are calling it quits and they're not even willing to hold it together because of the child that they created together within that union. So I noticed that a lot of relationships go through that. I believe that there's a lot of factors in between of that. It's dealing with spiritual energy and postpartum depression, the responsibility, the dynamics changing. Everything has something to do with why relationships break down the way they do. So I'm going to go back in quickly about the Pisces and Sagittarius relationship. It shows that they will have a lot of fun together, but their sex life will have ups and downs. And the reason for this is because both of these signs will start to overthink what the other person is doing, how the other person is feeling, especially if you're dealing with a Sagittarius who's on the dark side and they have a tendency of maybe going out the relationship. Yeah, you may put the Pisces in a situation where they're often thinking about, you know, the intimacy side of their relationship and how much they're satisfying their partner, okay? And then it will make the relationship very difficult for a Sagittarius and a Pisces to trust each other once they get to that level where they're always thinking that somebody's lying, somebody's deceiving, somebody's being superficial, you know, somebody's fake, somebody's trying to take advantage, somebody's trying to take their money, especially when you're dealing with a Sagittarius. A Sagittarius and a Pisces, a Sagittarius will often think, especially if they have wealth, if they have money, if they have pull, if they have contacts, if they have power, if a Sagittarius gets to a point in a relationship where they can no longer trust the Pisces, they may start to, you know, mentally condition their minds to believe that the Pisces may be after their money. The Pisces may have been plotting throughout the relationship that they were going to take their riches. They were going to, you know, try to, you know, bring them. I'm getting the feeling that this is where, you know, this whole thing is going. And I'm also getting the feeling this is what a lot of people are believing. But from doing the information, from doing the research, I don't really believe that. I believe that Tamar really and truly does love Vince. And I believe that Vince loves Tamar. But I believe that too many people may have been involved in this relationship. And this is what's causing the problem. So let me see if I can invite somebody on my show. Let me just go to the controller room. I don't even know if this is going on. Let me see how this works.
Hello.
Okay. Hey, is this my homegirl?
Yes, this is Deshawn.
Oh, my God. So did you
how
hear me?
Are
I
you,
don't know.
Queen?
Oh, my God. That's good. So have you heard me all that time? I don't know. This is like my first time doing the show.
Really?
I don't even know. Yeah,
I heard
you
it.
Hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so good. So hopefully you can chime in, and I wanted to talk to you about this Tamar event, and I also wanted to talk to you and get your opinion on relationships. And you know,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about Tamar? You know, talking about divorcing events.
I mean, nothing surprised me nowadays as far as relationships is concerned because people grow out of love so quickly. And I think it's a money issue, really. I think he inquired mm-hmm. all these debts and she had to secure her bag and she's trying to separate everything so she won't be held liable.
Right.
Which is smart. So I really think like they divorce is more of a money issue than an irreconcilable difference.
Right. So, you know, I went through a couple of videos on, and I went all the way back from when they first started the show. see that Tamar. I mean, we all see that Tamar is different from when she first started the show. And
right.
I think that she physically looks different because maybe, you know, she has some issues with her husband being attracted to a certain type of woman that she couldn't really play the part to. And she kept going under those surgeries. And it probably didn't stop him from going after, you know, Becky. That's what I'm hearing. He has... What I heard, you said I could say your name, right?
Yes.
Okay, from what I heard, Sean, I don't know that this is true. They're saying that Vince has a child by a white woman. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yes, that's what they're saying. But I don't know if it's true. But let's say that's not true. Okay, let's say that's not true. You don't.
I mean, I don't put anything past anyone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it could be.
Okay.
It could be, and I always think he had an attraction to white women. Anyway, because I remember her saying something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, if that is the case, and he had the baby during their marriage, she got all right to push paperwork. All right. And he should take that fucking L and give her her bread and let her walk. Because, I mean, how much does a woman have to take from a man? I mean, when is enough going to be enough?
I mean, you know, women take all that they allow to take. I mean, if they allow a man to do what they do to them, then that's what they're going to take.
Right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody is holding nobody hostage unless the person don't have no money of their own. Then, yeah, it becomes about money. But she has her own money now. So
that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
It's like at the end of the day, she probably really don't want to be bothered with him.
You know what? And you know, it's funny that you said that, because I did a video on my channel where I expressed this to women. And you know, all women know after a while when you're in a relationship, after a while, you know, after a while, his dad is. But when you're dealing with a situation where no, not no good, and you can do what you need to do in a relationship to build yourself up, so when you finally do walk out, you walk out good. I think that's what Tamar did within this relationship. And, you know, I hate that people are going around and calling her a gold digger. I don't think she's a gold digger, because if she was a gold digger, to me, she would have bailed out early on a relationship.
Well, she comes from a family with money. She comes from a family with money. She always had money. You know, it was just a matter of her wanting love and finding love. And her sister Tony hooked that up. You know, and at the end of the day, they tried, I guess. And people outgrow each other. People really do. Maybe they wasn't as compatible as they once was. Would you rather argue with a person every day and feel uncomfortable, or would you just rather end it and still be friends? I would rather end it and still be friends, no matter how hurt I would be. So nobody knows for sure what's going on, because we're not in the immediate circle. The only thing we could do is wish the best for them and hope that little boy gets the love and care that he needs from both parents.
Yeah,
but
I think she will.
Right, she's crazy. Like, to take it back to her, she's crazy in the sense of that $15,000 a month apartment in Beverly Hills that she got. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about
that's
that apartment
crazy
that she has. She could have got herself a nice little bungalow and been happy.
That's true, but I think how many houses they said Vince bought, though?
I think a few, but I know that main house they selling. Mm-hmm. They have to sell. I know he owns Sony money, you know, from mm-hmm. what I read. So, I mean, I think it's all about money and a separation of assets. I really do. Because, right. you know, if you're married, your debt become one.
That's right. If
she wasn't the head of A&R or managing or producing, why mm-hmm. should she incur his debt? That's not right.
It's damn sure not right, especially if he's playing her. Okay? If a man is playing you and he's disrespecting you, from what I'm hearing, they're saying that he might be a little bit abusive. Okay?
Control it on the show.
Yeah, so they're saying that not only was he mentally, because he was mentally abusive from what I've seen a couple of episodes, but from what they're saying, he's mentally abusive. So you got mental abuse and you got physical abuse, and you got somebody who's playing you on top of all that, and they owe money? Especially dealing with, I know Pisces women, Pisces people, after a while, they're going to be like, fuck that. And they not sticking around for that.
Right.
So
what?
Why would you? But you know what? A lot of women, they don't realize, Deshaun, that, you know, a lot of women, they believe, like, they believe, just like going back to Yandy, because remember they said Yandy was married to Menadeces, and then come to find out, they said that they weren't married,
uh-huh.
and they didn't marry. I think the reason why, you know, going off of that Yandy and Menadeces situation, but in general, a lot of women need to realize, you can find your Prince Charming, okay? You can find your perfect partner, but if he wants to marry you and you have money and we're not going to mention her name, but homegirl, Miss Lavender, I looked at her video today. She blew me back with another video she posted. That shit fucked me up. But if homeboy owes child support, you could talk all that fly shit all. Guess who they coming after? You. And if your man ain't working and you got bank, they coming after you. So if it is coming out that Vince has a child, the marriage, and this other woman decides to sue for child, that means she would have to pay. You feel me?
Right.
Let's say if that's not the case, he's getting sued and they're married. That means their joint finances will be affected.
Of course.
Why stay in a relationship like that and you're getting played and abused? It makes no sense to me. So if this is the situation, I'm happy she's walking out. And, you know, a lot more women need to walk out, too, when they're on a stable foundation. What do you think?
I definitely think if it's not good for your health, you need to.
That's right.
Or if you feel like you compromising yourself for the betterment of your significant other and you're not really getting no satisfaction, I definitely think you should end it. But I do mm-hmm. think it should be ended on good terms. And just because it's divorce issues, you know what I'm saying? We can't speculate why. But it makes sense for them to depart ways due to separation of money. That really makes sense.
You know that most men are controlling, right?
Of course.
So most men know, and this is an old saying, that it's cheaper to keep her. So most men don't want a divorce, especially when they know they're going to lose in the end. You know what I've learned, especially during this whole spirituality thing within this study that I'm going through, I have learned, and you know this to be true, I'm sure. Most, see, they got a little bullshit thing going on YouTube right now where a lot of black men are bringing black women down and saying that they're a hindrance to them. But from what I know, from especially where we're from, when a black man comes into most black women's lives that I know of, most of them end up winning and not losing. And what I see is I see a lot of black women losing
right.
and black women gaining. That's what I see going on.
Right.
And you know, it's terrible, Deshaun. It really is terrible. And it's sad because, you know, you hear these statistics with, you know, black people already. We're at the highest, they say, of single parent homes, single parenthood. You know, our relationships are falling apart. You know, we can't build anything. We don't have businesses around as black people. You know, where's all of this coming from? Where's all this coming from? Why is it that we're looking at a couple who built an empire together and now it's crumbling before our face?
Well, he was already the successful manager.
Mm-hmm.
She was the little sister of Toni Braxton.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, he did help her build her brand and all
mm-hmm.
this other stuff. You know, so...
Yes.
I don't know. My point is sometimes people just grow apart. And there's nothing wrong with that. It really isn't.
Okay. So you think that she's divorcing Vince because they have grown apart or because there's some pain involved?
I think they have grown apart, and I
mm-hmm.
also think it's because of the finances.
Okay. Yeah. But growing apart when you just had a child 4 years ago, because I think their son is like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah, I think he's like 4.
Okay, so 4 years in a relationship, and you're growing apart. You know, to me, growing apart is when you're like, you have children within that relationship that's in, you know, their 20s or their 30s. I could see somebody growing apart in that sense. But when, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone and everything is going good in the beginning and you guys decide to make a child together, and your child is, like, under the age of 10, and you're talking about growing apart, you know, and I get what you're saying, Deshaun, but growing apart when you have created a life with it being so young, when you're dealing with a child who's young like that, they don't understand what it means for my parents to grow apart. You know what I mean?
Of course not. Of course not, but you know, as our parents or older people would say, everything is not for a child to know.
Mm-hmm.
Some things is not for them.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you rather for your kids to see you happy apart than miserable together? You know?
Yes. I agree.
Complications mm-hmm. might have came to the stress of that too. You never know
That's
how
right.
much pressure she was under. Excuse me. You never know.
I agree with you.
That we could do is try to look at all these people, all these celebrities that's getting divorced and seem to be falling out of love quickly as they fall in love. Is try
mm-hmm.
to make better choices.
That's right.
Maybe to wait a little while. Maybe to
yes.
try to go to counseling and try to work things out instead of giving up so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with you. And that's why I love astrology. And you know what? I would have never knew that the sign Sagittarius and Pisces, they're good together as best friends, but once they start to transform that relationship into a committed relationship, it starts off with a blast, like we've seen Tamar and Vince. They started off with a blast. They first show, I was loving their show. I think I didn't miss an episode. But over time, it's showing that Pisces and Sagittarius, their relationship will start to deteriorate and fade away because, you know, they're not on the same page anymore. And I think that the reasons why a lot of Black relationships fail is because we don't really take the time out to get to know each other. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because we don't really, we say we support each other, but then again, it's a little bit of hatred. Or not even hatred, it's a little bit of envy. And you could feel envy. You know, you could feel envy. Envy don't have to be spoken. You know, it's just the way people watch you when you move, or you probably buy something new and people might have to have an opinion on that or anything, you know, or maybe you want to do something new and the person might be like, oh, don't you have too much going on already? Why you can't just, like, go for it? And you know what I'm saying? And if you burn yourself out, then maybe you need to stop. People don't encourage people like that no more. People will be real envious. And we as a people, we feel the energy, but we don't speak upon it. We act on it, and that's when the friction come in because we feel like, oh, they're not happy for me. They don't want to see me doing good, so I'm going to distance myself, or I'm going to be as mean to you as you are to me.
Mm-hmm.
So before it gets to that point, voice how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know there is a sinister side to the Tamar events that, you know, we're probably not going to discuss on the show. You feel me?
Right.
Right. So I'm not going to discuss that on the show, but I believe that there's some things going on the sinister side of why this thing has gotten out of control.
And we could pop that off the air because from what I heard, that baby just asked Toni Braxton to marry him.
I heard they got married already, though.
For real? I didn't hear that. I heard that he bought her a $4 million ring and they comparing the rings that Toni Braxton got to the ring that Cardi B just got from Offset. Like, it's no comparison. That's like comparing... that's like comparing Amsterdam with freaking Belvedere. You don't compare something new with something more finer. You understand?
Right.
Like you compare a Grey Goose to freaking Georgie Vodka. You just don't do that. Like, so what? He bought Toni Braxton a $4 million ring and Cardi B got a cheaper ring. So who cares? But my point is that sometimes in families you have to sacrifice things for other things. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know, the whole Toni, you know, I have to do the you know, Toni Braxton, I think she's a Libra. Her sun sign is a Libra.
Yeah, she's a Libra like me.
She's a Libra, right? So, yes. baby, what's his sign, you know?
I don't know, but I'm looking it up right now as we speak.
Yeah. I'm gonna see that. I'm gonna see that because I'm gonna, you know, and I also want to do a show on what signs Libras get along with. But you know what? From what I know, from off the grip,
Libras get along
very well with Aries. Libras and Aries and Libras and Virgos. Yes.
I think it's Virgos and Capricorns.
Libras, Virgos, and Capricorns. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Geminis. A little bit. Oh, he is a Capricorn.
What?
No, he's an Aquarius. No, he's an Aquarius.
Oh, he is.
His birthday is February 15th. Aquarius is good men. They are very good men. And they about the same age, him and Toni Braxton. So I don't know why people are so shocked that they are together.
You know why people are so shocked? Because when I look at Tony, I look at somebody who is like
classy,
classic,
beautiful.
Jazz,
I mean,
Broadway.
She's
and then I see Birdman, I see rap, I see hip hop, I see thug life. And I'm like, this is the total opposite. But like I was saying in the beginning of my show, opposites do attract. It's like, come on, you just don't expect to see a hardcore rapper like Baby with his total opposite, Tony. Like, you know,
yeah,
like, come
she's
on.
She's her, too. If you ever watch the show, she's not all prim and pop, proper and perfect. She's
mm-hmm.
just an older sister that's suffering from her lupus and everything like that, so she's more subtle. She's more, yeah, she's more subtle in her ways. But other than that, she's kind of hooded, Miss Braxton.
She is kind of hooded, especially after hooking up with Baby. I didn't know she'd get down like that. This is more classier than Baby.
You love who you love. Baby is not ugly. He's a handsome man. So at the end of the day, they said opposites attract. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's the most magnetic type of relationship ever. Sometimes when you try to go for the clean-cut guy because you think you're the clean-cut woman, that don't
mm-hmm.
work. You know what I'm saying? So he probably treat her better than anybody ever treated her. You know, and she probably understand him more than everybody, because you really didn't hear him having too many relationships with too many women.
That's right.
You really did, and you heard about flings, but he kept his stuff very private. And he really
mm-hmm.
likes Tony Braxton and look like.
Damn.
And I don't think it's for show or for ratings or anything like that. I just think they've been friends for so long, and they just happen to get together like whatever.
You know what? You ain't lying. And I hope it works out. I really and truly do. I hope all these relationships work out,
right,
especially Tony and Baby.
All right.
Yes. You know, I'm tired of hearing about broke down relationships. I mean, it's like, you know, when you see a relationship, like, you automatically start to put in your mind, okay, how is this going to happen? I'm tired of hearing about that. I want to hear about my people, Black people, you know, build things together. I want to hear about Black people building empires together, you know, reaching out, being that example to others that you can make it work if you try.
Exactly.
Okay? You don't have to break your shit down. You don't have to have the breakdown in the relationship. You can make it work if you guys want to make it work. I believe, and that's what I want to see more of. So when I heard of this, I'm like, oh my God, they just had a kid, man. And you know, why go through all of that, you know, as far as I know, fertilization, or maybe not, I don't know, maybe it was natural, but you know, for her to get to the point where they now have a child that they have together from this union, they build things together. How go through all that, and here we're dealing with a breakdown.
Right.
What was so bad that you're willing to throw everything that you guys built together, including, you know, the child? Because whenever parents break up, whenever a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, however you want to, whenever that union is broken and you guys share together, that child forever has pain that they're never able to express to that parent. And every time they go and see their father at one location and they're with their mother at another location, it's something in that child's heart that is broken. And I know that because I had to deal with that myself. And I bear witness. When my mother and my father's relationship was broken, and I bear witness when he walked out and he never came back, and when he walked out on my mother, but he walked out on me, okay? And it was always that, you know, when you see a heart that's together and you have that, you see that crack in it, that's how my heart felt ever since that day he walked out.
Wow.
And it took me years, you know, to try to figure out why they couldn't mend it. And then only after hearing my mother's side of the story, my father's bullshit side of his story, and then, you know, I had to grow and mature and see things for what it was, then I was able to accept. But for a very long time, I had to deal with that. And a lot of kids go through that. Because they don't understand, like, you know, my mother's not busted. Dad, you okay? So you guys have a good head on your shoulders. You guys have some type of futuristic vision. Why can't you guys, you know, come together and make it right for us? Why is it that you guys can't work it out and you have to go and see Tom, Dick, and Harry, or see Mary, Jane, and Joe? Why do you have to go through all these other relationships when you guys could have gotten together and made it work and made me feel safe? It made me feel good knowing that I have my mother and my father under the same roof. Why can't these relationships work within the Black community? Why are they so hard to keep together?
That's a good question. And only they could answer that truthfully, right?
Yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard. Relationships are hard, Deshaun. But I think if more people take relationships more seriously, I believe that a lot of these problems that people are going through, I think a lot of these problems could be avoided. You know, that's what I believe. And I just hope that the little baby and Tony, but, you know, I also like seeing the other side of things when the relationships don't work out, you know what I'm saying, and you're able to move on to another relationship. And, you know, when you get to the point where you, when you're done with a relationship and your heart is broken and you lose all love and lose all for future and other relationships, but then else comes into your life and they never felt before, and they are able to show you another side of life you've never seen before. I like those kind of outcomes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you're willing to open your heart again and you know, somebody else comes into your life that's better than the last jerk that you was with, or better than with. So what do you think about Pisces, guys? And
what do I think about Pisces, guys?
Keep it all the way 100, the good and the bad. Tell me how Pisces men are. I don't know too much about Pisces, but about them.
Well, my couple of experience with them are I wouldn't even want to stereotype or generalize a sign.
No, I don't care. Keep it real.
I can't. I really can't, because
why?
Some people could say all Libras are selfish, or Libras like to have it their way, or who knows? I can't really stereotype, because, I mean, maybe it was just those two idiots that I've met in my life that was Pisces. That turned out to be bozos. To me, I would never date another Pisces man again. Just because of the two bozos I have met or was dealing with. And I wouldn't even want to ask the man's sign. I just would want to go off the energy of the man. I don't even want to know your sign.
Okay, so
if I like
you,
so
why would you say you would not date another Pisces guy?
I mean, because I won't date another Pisces guy knowingly. If you actually tell me, like, yeah, I'm a Pisces, I'm not going to date you. But we're vibrant. If we got the vibes going on and we have the energy and everything is good and we've probably been together a year or 2 years and I finally find out what's your sign, then it's all right, because I mean, I don't want to know your birthday, because I'm going to know your sign. So, therefore, your birthday would be the day we met.
You know what? Okay. All right. You know what? Forget about all that. Forget about. I want you to keep it all the way a million with me. Because I dated a Pisces guy for 5 minutes, okay? And he started pouring hot wax on me. And I said, fuck that, nigga, never again. So I never really got deep into a Pisces guy. So tell me how a Pisces, I don't care what they say. Tell me from
they
what
you're
They
are liars, they are sneaky, and they are narcissistic assholes. In my opinion, excuse my language. Yeah, they are selfish, mm-hmm. they are liars, mm-hmm. and they are narcissistic assholes, the ones I've met. The two
okay.
I have met. I can't speak for all signs because, obviously, I think it's just the mm-hmm. individuals and the way they was raised or whatever
okay.
damage was done previously to them where that's how they get their bozoism. I just made up a new
mm-hmm.
word, people. Bozoism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they become bozos, I think, individually. I don't think it has nothing to do with a sign. I really
okay.
don't.
So you said they're liars and they're sneaky?
They liars, they sneaky, they are narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
Narcissists, and I don't know. I can't speak for...
I know you can't speak for everybody, and that's fine. But let me ask you, from what you've seen from the two signs that you've dated, because we're not going from every sign, because first of all, common sense knows that every sign is not the same. So because he was idiots doesn't mean that all Pisces men are idiots, because we're all using devices is one that I have in my hand that Steve Jobs made, and he's a Pisces man. Okay, and Albert Einstein, as far as I know, he's Pisces too. Mayweather, okay, my brother, my lover, yes. The guy I share my astral energies with, he's a Pisces man. So I don't believe all Pisces men are the same, but from the ones that you came in contact with, did they seem kind of lazy?
Like I said, they were selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Liars. I mean, I wouldn't say lazy because,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say lazy. They was good men, but they were
okay.
good damage, and they just happened to be Pisces.
Damage.
That's it, right? They
wow.
were damaged individual. Like, I could see underneath the surface, like, I know
mm-hmm.
what a good man is. But when you've been
yeah.
damaged so much in your life or when people done did you so wrong, you
mm-hmm.
tend to do to the next person what that person did to you out of fear of being treated the same way. And it's not fair. And those two individuals happen to be Pisces. And
uh-huh.
I can't say laziness. I could just speak from what I've been through, and they just wasn't my type. Like, I can't do the most.
They wasn't your type?
They just was not my type. I can't do the bozo thing.
So,
bozo.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to go into the details. Please don't tell me. Please do not tell me that this is a sign that shit all fucked up again. Is this a sign that had the shit fucked up? Is this a sign that they shit fucked? Is this a sign that you recently told me they had their shit fucked up in the game?
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
I said, is this the sign that had their shit fucked up in the game? Like Pisces men, they be having their shit fucked up in the game.
I mean, I think those two individuals, they just didn't think before doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people don't think about doing stuff. They just do it. They just act on impulses.
Right.
I really can't analyze it because it's giving me a headache just by thinking about it.
So would you say that Pisces men are violent? Can they be violent?
I mean, I can't speak on every Pisces man, but those two men, they wasn't violent out of towards me. They probably
okay.
was violent towards the people that they came from. as far as they have a relationship was concerned. I would never even let it get to that point. That's why I called them bozos, you know, and I ended what we thought we could have. You know, at first, everything starts off sweet and nice and, the way you envision it. But as people, as the human race, whether it's a male or female, when you see certain signs, you have to start backing out slowly. Just to save yourself heartache, explanations, and everything else. So, therefore, that's how I am. And, unfortunately, they happen to be Pisces. Once I see certain signs that's not compatible with me, I got to let it go. So, I mean, I'm not going to even find out if you're violent because we're not going to even take it to that level. I'm not going to find out if you're lazy or not because we're not going to live together. For me to find out anything, you know, but once I see certain signs of as you being a liar or a manipulator or a moocher, then yeah, I'm out.
So would you describe that as a Pisces man on the bad side?
Yeah.
A liar, manipulator, and a moocher? Okay.
Absolutely. That's a horrible side.
Damn.
That's horrible, but like I said, all signs need to be looked at first as the person they are. You know, it's not really a characteristic. When you look up Pisces, you're not going to see a liar. You're not going to see a moocher. You're not going to see a con artist. You're not going to see that underneath the astrology of a Pisces. You're not going to see that. Those are labels that, you know, we have observed or we have put on a person because that's what they show. And it's sad.
Right. Wow. But, you know, talking about the Pisces sign, look at Remy Ma and Papoose, though. Papoose is a Pisces.
It's the
and
way
what would
it
you say
saying.
About
it has nothing to do with that man's sign. Yeah, everybody was like, oh, I want a Pisces because Papoose, da-da-da-da-da.
Yes. Yes.
No, smack yourself. Go look in the mirror, and the first person you see, smack yourself, because that don't make no sense. It's the way that man was raised, and it's the woman he chooses to love. Men choose who they want to love.
Right.
If you're not the person that that man don't want to love, that man is not going to love you, no matter what you do and how hard you try. So let's not say because a Pisces or because Papoose is a Pisces, he just was raised a certain way and he's just a certain type of man within himself. And he just loved that certain woman. I don't think it has something to do with his son. I just think it has something to do with Papoose. You know?
Okay, it has something to do with Papoose, but we have to, like, that's the way you look at things, and that's great. You know, that's good. You know what I mean? But some other people may look at it from the astro side of things, and they may recognize the fact that he is a Pisces man, and they may be interested in getting, you know, connected with a Pisces man. Because they see the good qualities in him. You know, you're not going to find most men who are going to be willing to put their career on the back burner, because that's pretty much what Papoose did, to support a woman who's in quantum
relationship. He loves that woman. That's who he chooses to love. I mean,
right.
That's great. I mean, it's people out here that do hold excuse me, significant others down, and he probably wasn't nothing to the last female, but he probably everything to this female. Papoose got kids before Remy, and that relationship didn't work, and they probably caught him every type of whatever, you know, and they can't say because, oh, he's a Pisces, or oh, because it is. Is that, no, he just found a person that he chose to really be with like that and to want to put that time in, you know, and to help her. Well, not to help her, to love her, because that's love right there. I do believe.
Let me ask you a real question. Do you think that Remy Ma loves Papoose as much as Papoose loves her? Keep it real. Keep it at that. Please keep it 1,000 with me. Do you think that the love is the same?
That's funny how you asked that, because I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. It's crazy how love never seems to be equal, and I'm a Libra, so I know how the signs go. I know if I'm not equally balanced, either I feel good or I feel bad. It's either way. So, I mean, in love situations, if it's equally yoked, that's a beautiful thing. That's very, very rare. And to answer your question, I think she loves him. Yes, I really think she do love him, because she have options. When she came home out of jail, or before she went to jail, she only had one child. She didn't have to choose to put all her trust and love into this man to take care of her son, because he the one that took care of her son. She didn't have to put things in her name, I mean in his name, for him to be able to have the power of attorney to handle her finances and her business while she was in jail. So, yeah, that's love. And I think they grew even more in love. You know, I really think they grew more in love as time went along, because they see that it was real.
So, Let me ask you this question. Do you believe that, now this is just your analyzation, okay? Do you believe that the relationship that Tamar and Vince have is just as equally strong as Remy Ma and Papoose?
Lord, you ask questions that I cannot answer.
Because I want to go back to the time where you say they may have outgrown each other. And, you know, I'm thinking that Papoose and Remy have been with each other just as the same as Tamar and Vince. You know, it's from what I'm seeing, the mathematical science that I've done, from they knew each other back in the 90s, Papoose and Rem, and from what I'm seeing, you know, Vince and Homegirl Club, I think around 2005, something like that. So they've been together around the same time. So I just want to know, you know, from what you see.
What I see is they all different people, number one.
Okay.
Number two is you don't know what's going on behind somebody's closed doors to make them feel however they feel. Some people are married because they don't want to be alone. Some people are married because the person gets the financial security. Some people are married because they are really in love. So I don't care if Tamar and Vince and Papoose and Remy met at the same party at the same time and they shop at the same jewelers, that don't mean that their relationship is going to be measured at the same level. You understand? So, and it's different. You don't know what they struggle with, Papoose and Remy, every day behind closed door. But they probably already said, we're not going to bring it to the streets. We're going to always be together, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. Some people figure, like, this is it. Like, I don't want to meet nobody else. It's a headache to go meet somebody else and to try to build another relationship with somebody else. So this is it, for real, for real. You know what I mean? So with Tamar and Vince, I just figured, like I said, it was a financial issue, so why they have to separate for now. That's the end. And everybody grows out of love. Like, you got some people that have been married for years, and they just wake up one morning like, listen, I want to live my life, and I really don't love you no more. I'm out. Did that take guts and glory to do that? Because people are scared of the unknown. But why be somewhere if it's not working? And just because it's working for their friends, so to speak, Tamar Events, the other people, LaShawn and his wife, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean they was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I guess that's why people, when they see Papoose and they know they want to go after that sign because they see that he has, like no other man has supported his woman publicly. Other men have you seen publicly support their woman like that?
Listen, if somebody is looking for the Papoose and Remy type of relationship, they are going to be highly disappointed because anytime that you're trying to go after what somebody else has, you're not going to get that because everybody is different. Once you work on your own type of relationship, once you work on building what everybody else should be looking as you ask and forget what everybody else is looking as because when everybody is behind closed doors, it's just you and your significant other. It's not
right.
Everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look and see what they got and you want the same thing. No. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Like, if that's the case, mm-hmm. people would be miserable. Because people want a marriage like Gucci and Keisha. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Come on. Like, that's not realistic.
But we're not going to even get into the marriage thing. I'm not going to even get into the marriage thing. Hopefully, we'll do that another time. But that whole marriage thing. Nothing but an illusion, okay? It's nothing but an illusion. It's a big fucking sack wedding dress and a man in a tie and a suit, you know, worried about his future and pieces that he's going to have to keep on an extra lock. So that whole. This game to me, and I don't really believe in it like that, but we're getting to that at another time. But, you know, just talking about the Pisces man, I think a lot of people are interested in, you know, getting with the Pisces man because they believe they're going to get a man, you know, like Remy's man again.
Now, I'm not going to even lie. I'm not going to even lie. One of the two of the Pisces men I was talking about, and one of them just apologized
mm-hmm.
and changed his ways a little bit. I would
mm-hmm.
love that man forever.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a good guy. He's a really good
mm-hmm.
guy, and I see all the good qualities in him. But he just messed around with some bad apples, and he think everybody
mm-hmm.
else is a bad apple. So that
mm-hmm.
one Pisces, if he just come to me and apologize and just change just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I would take him back with open arms, and we could be happily ever after.
Wow. So the Pisces man, from what you're saying, on the good side, he is a good man.
Yeah. From what I see, he's
okay.
a great man. He's a great
mm-hmm.
man. He's dealing with so much of his past. And he can't embrace his future. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
it's sad. And you could try to be there for the person, but if the person don't want you there for them, then you can't. So what you do at that time, you just fall back, and you just let them roam, and they find their way back home, hopefully.
Wow. You know, you just touched something. You know, I think you have just touched something on a gem. And I think that a lot of these people, I think that that's their problem. I think the problem is that they dwell so much on the past that it fucks up, you know, their future in some sort of way because they're in the past so much that it's hard for them to get over things that's going to benefit their future.
Exactly.
And you know what? You have touched on a diamond. You really have touched on a diamond when you said that. And you made me realize something tonight. And I know what you said was an actual fact because, you know, my sister, you know, me and my sister, you know, we're the same. We share the same birthday, same mom, same day, but we're just 12 years apart. So we're Pisces.
Girl, I didn't know you are this.
Yeah, I thought she knew that.
No, I never knew that all these years. I've been knowing you forever. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me and my sister were born on the same month, and we sang the same born day as Steve Jobs and Floyd Mayweather, but we're just 12 years apart. And you know what was crazy is that my mother said when she went to a sonogram back in the days that, you know, the doctor told her that she was pregnant with twins, but when she had one back, the doctor said she didn't see the twin. And my mother never got pregnant again until 12 years later. So she was pregnant with me from what she told me, you know, give me some good play a bit. But from what she told me, that she never got pregnant again. But when she did get pregnant, she got pregnant with me. And I was born on the same month, same born day as my sister. And me and my sister are both pregnant. What's so weird is,
I knew that.
This is why when I'm
mad cold. And she's mad cold.
She is, but you know what? You know what's so funny is when I do my astrology channel, you know, a lot of people get offended and they think that directly to them, but they don't realize that, you know, if anybody should, you know, when people say things about Pisces people, I laugh. You know what I'm saying? I don't really take it personal like that because I know me and my sister, we share the same, you know, a month and born day. But we're total opposite, and we're total opposite because when I did the numerology on me and my sister, we're opposite, but we're connected like the yin and yang. And you know what's so crazy is that me and my sister, we are the opposite. Like my sister, she does things her way. My sister's extroverted, I'm introverted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And my sister, she does things her way, and I do things my way. My sister's a fighter. And I wouldn't say I'm a lover because I can, you know, get crazy when I'm ready. But I'm
more of a peacemaker, right?
I try to chill a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know when I look at my sister and I see how she goes ham and I see, you know, the ramifications, it makes me think twice about going out. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, looking at my opposite, how things could go. So, you know, like I said, when I talk about the astrology, I never want people to take things, you know, personally because I myself, you know, have this kind of energy that I'm working with. But going back to Papoose, you know, Papoose, I love him for what he has done. And I asked you that question, and I don't even think you've answered it. When I've asked you, you know, what love was stronger, you answered it.
I told you, can't answer that.
Okay.
Which love is stronger? Okay. Because, I mean, their love is based on individual things that they've been through and who they are.
Mm-hmm. But you know that Papoose and Remy, they're the role models of hip hop right now in regards to relationship. You know that, especially me from NYC.
I mean, if they are, they couldn't be my role models, and I hope they're not none of my close friend role models as far as relationships is concerned. Because
hell no,
role models. I wouldn't. What is there that to look up to? I mean, because what is there to look up to? Because they rappers, they married.
Let me tell you what it is to look up to off the stress of everything. I respect Papoose because he held his woman down when he didn't have to. Looking at his report card compared to the average Joe Blow report card, Papoose did not have to hold Remy down. That's number one.
I mean, he didn't, but
he
loved her.
He had all rights to walk away. He didn't have to hold her down. Papoose has done things that I don't see the average Joe Blow doing. Papoose held his woman down for how many years? He took care of her son. The only time I heard about scandal coming about Papoose is when Remy came out of jail. When she was in jail, when did you ever hear about Papoose ever being with a scallywag?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Pap, shackled. He held this woman down. He was never caught in a scandal while she was in jail. He wore his ring, okay? He held her down. He always represented her every time he had a meeting. How many average Joe Blows do you see doing that? They can't even do that.
I mean, it's probably a lot of them that do that. It's probably a lot of them that do that, but a lot of them is not going to talk about it because they're not in the public eye. You understand? So, I mean, that's great he did that. He did that because he really loved her. He did that because that's the type of relationship that they have. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you held your woman down. That's your woman. That's what's inspected. Why is that so much? Oh, my God. Like, like, I'm from the old school. That's what my family had was loyalty. Like, the men wasn't cowards and run out the house. And you know what I'm saying? Even if they did cheat and have another family, they would never let nobody else know, and they held their family members down.
That's right.
That old school. So whoever is, whoever have taught them or whoever they saw, they know the meaning of loyalty. That's the main word, loyalty. It's nothing to look up to. Get you a person that match your loyalty. Don't get you a person like Papoose. Don't get you a person like Remy, because it might not work for both of y'all. Look how many people have held people down the whole time they've been in jail, and they come home and they flip on them. So it's different strokes for different folks. You understand me?
Right.
Matt, get you a person that knows the meaning of loyalty. Loyalty. That's it. That's the word.
So you know what? You know what? Yes, that is the word. That is the word for tonight. And I'm gonna go ahead and end it. Okay, and then we can, you know, talk offline or whatever. But in regards to loyalty. Okay, loyalty is a strong word. Do you even, you know what, let me see what the definition, because I don't know what the Webster dictionary, the definition of loyalty means. So let me look that up real quick, and then we'll go ahead and end a few seconds. Okay, so loyalty is the state of quality of being loyal, faithfulness to commitments or obligations, faithful, adherence to a sovereign government leader, cause,
alliance.
Okay.
Alliance. That's what Papoose and Remy have. They have an alliance. No matter what they're going to go through or no matter what, they're going to get this money together. Why?
That's
because
right.
They know how it is to come from where they come from. She's from the Bronx. She's from Brooklyn. They never were supposed to make it from the beginning. Why? Because of the boroughs. But who's to say that? You understand me? But they held each other down. They had so much of loyalty of alliance, because I'm reading the definition also, a strong feeling of support or of alliance. Plural noun, loyalties. And they give you an example. Fighting in-laws are distressing because they cause divided loyalties. That means that somebody tried to divide them, separate them. Papoose was not having that. He ain't even let Joe separate them. He showed his loyalty. And she showed her loyalty by putting trust into him. You know what I'm saying? Because she could have ended it too. Like, nah, I'm about to go do this time. Do you? You know what I'm saying? If I come home out of jail and if it works out, when I get home. But no, they showed each other loyalty and they fought through the divided loyalty.
Right.
They stay faithful.
Okay.
They show support. They have an alliance. I mean, that's the main thing. You know, that
so
they
let
have
me ask you a quick question, then, in regards to loyalty, faithfulness,
in time. Okay, we're talking about loyalty now. If you're in marriage, and, you know, the going is tough. And you're talking about the subject of loyalty. You're on the substance. You're standing on the foundation of loyalty. Do you have the right
Or is it right to bail out dealing with financial struggles?
Yeah, because it's different ways of loyalty. You understand
okay.
me? It's different ways. You know, mm-hmm. maybe the money thing is going to hurt you more than it end. That don't mean I'm loyal to you for the fact that I understand what you're going through and I'm always going to be there for you. But something between us is not working. Love and loyalty is two different things. I could be loyal to you. That don't mean I really have to love you. It's just who I am. It's just who I am. I'm a loyal, down chick that I could be trusted. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm reliable.
Mm-hmm.
You showed your job loyalty, right?
Yes.
That don't mean you love it. You just show with loyalty because that's what's paying your bills for the minute. And you mm-hmm. are you already committed to that, right? You already dedicated to that, right? So
yes.
I think love and loyalty is two different things. You could fall out of love and still be loyal to that person. Because there's a lot of people that have gotten divorces and you never hear them talking about it. Why? Because they had a sense of loyalty to their significant other.
Mm.
You understand me? They're probably not in love no more, but they have a loyalty to it.
Right.
You know, so that's what it's all about.
So, from all the things that we have discussed tonight, mm-hmm. what is your outlook on marriage then? I mean, do you think that marriage is something that people should strive for?
I mean,
If it could get to the point where you can outgrow each other, even though you have had a child, it's under the age of 10, you have foundations, you have empires that you've built, all these things that you have, you know, just because you have outgrown the quote-unquote love and the relationship, but you still have loyalty, do you think that people should get married?
To each his own. You meet that person and you know without a doubt that you want to spend the rest of your life with that person and you feel like that's your best friend, that's your confidant, and they showing you the same loyalty that you showing them,
mm-hmm.
then that's for you.
Okay.
You understand? Then that's for you because I feel like marriage is not something you just get into because you don't want to be lonely no more. I think marriage should be two people that really, really love each other that want to make it work. It's every day is not going to be peachy and creamy. You know what I'm saying? You could be married and y'all could have a million and one arguments and fights, but y'all married and y'all still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say you have to feel the marriage. You have to feel that need and that want to be married. Don't get married because, you know, he got money or she got money. Don't get married because you don't want to be lonely. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be by yourself. Don't get married because you just want to control the situation. Get married because this is really your friend. Like, y'all friends. That's who I want to marry. I want to marry my best friend. I don't want to marry a Pisces. I don't want to marry a Capricorn. I don't want to marry an Aries. I want to marry my best friend.
Right. Yes, I agree.
I want to marry somebody that I could watch movies with and burp and pass gas and be myself with and tell my best friend everything without being judged.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if we don't feel like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to feel like a need that I got to give you something every day or all night. You know what I'm saying? We still could go to bed and wake up and still be happy. That's who I want to marry.
Mm.
So marriage is to each his own. Do what you feel. Don't get married because you see Papoose. Don't get married because you see Gucci and Keisha. Don't get married because you think he's going to the NBA and he's going to hold you down. Don't get married because you want the survival benefits from, you know what I'm saying, the Army. Don't do it because you're never going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sayshawn. I really appreciate it. You have the link. You can listen over again, I'm sure. I've learned so much from this relationship. But one thing that I've learned from this whole entire conversation is this is something that, you know, I know you probably don't believe in the signs like I do, but I believe in the signs because, you know, from what I'm going through. But one thing that I took from this whole conversation from you is Pisces. We have a tendency of living in the past.
Right, and that's
and
not
the
good.
Past, and we
with
go over that past all the time. I mean, you know who, my sister, every time I talk to her, she's talking about shit from the past, and she gets on my damn nerves. I mean, me and my mother, when we call her, she's talking about shit from fucking the 80s, and we're listening to this bitch, and we're like, ugh. We're fucking in the 2020s, damn near, and you're in the 80s talking about some shit that
we did.
Because those
were the best times of her life. That's why it was the realest times of her life. You know, as long as she's not talking about something painful for her, from her past.
It is painful. You know,
so
it is painful.
That's why she's never going to be able to fully move on happily. And she keeps harboring her past. But what I learned, you can't keep telling a person that. Pisces or no Pisces. You can't keep telling a person, oh, let it go already. Let it go. That was your past. You can't tell a person that because the more you tell them that, the more they're going to keep thinking about it. The person just got to get it into them that they want to let it go. They want to let it go.
But you know what I think? You know, I think a lot of times people, the reason why people are afraid to let the past go, especially Pisces people, they deal with this a lot. But the reason why they're afraid to let the past go is because the past, it often repeats itself, you know, in the future. And, you know, sometimes when you let things go and you try to forgive and you think it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood and, you know, you're all fluffy and you're all puffy and you're thinking that this person has changed your wicked ways. And here you are continuing to build with this person in the future. If you continue to invest not only your time, your energy, your spirituality, but your finances, and you find out this person has not changed their stripes because they're a zebra and will always be a zebra, it's hard to not continue to think about that past. I think Pisces people, they want to think about the past a lot. It's because it almost keeps those wounds freshly open so they won't get so caught up in the emotion where they forget about their traveling with a zebra who's never going to change their stripes, and they really invest so much into a broken relationship that's not going to do anything but bring them down. And I think that's what Tamar is dealing with right now, is maybe, you know, as a Pisces, you're looking at the past, you're seeing that you're dealing with a zebra, not going to change their stripes. You've tried, you've cried, you've done all the things, and still nothing is changing. You continue to go down, and you're going down to the point where your finances are not involved. And what do you do at this point? You continue down the same destructive path that's not bringing you up, bringing you down. What do you do? So I think that a lot of times Pisces think about the past because they want to keep those wounds open fresh so they can always remember why they should never put on those and see you as a stallion horse when you're really a zebra that's never going to change those stripes.
Right.
And I did learn that we can't really dwell in the past too much. We do have to let some of that luggage go because it's nothing but a bring down. You know, when you're in the past and you're thinking about all this negative shit that you've been through and you're moving towards the future and you have a brighter vision, that shit weighs you down, man. It brings you back. It really fucking holds you back. But, yo, I'm so happy you called in. Thank you for supporting me.
Thank you for having me. I hope I didn't take up nobody else's time.
No, it don't look like it. It looked like folks was a little bit scared to call in. Okay, I wanted them to call in, though.
Don't be
scared. Because I wanted to hear that energy within their body. I wanted them to call in so I could hear what's up because, you know, folks, anybody could type, okay? We can all type, but I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your energy. I want to feel your vibe, but it doesn't look like they call up. But that's fine because it's just, you know, episode one. We're going to continue on, okay? The train will not stop.
Exactly.
So,
and whenever I have the time, I would like to call in again. And I'm ready for the next topic. Thank you for
having me,
Queen.
All right. Thank you, Queen. And we're going to talk soon. And, you know, you got the link so you can listen over again.
Oh, really? I can.
All right. Yeah.
So I probably sound horrible.
No. You know you don't. Don't go there. But thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and end it. I got some I'm cooking. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to, I wanted to go to the gym. I didn't even go.
What? Email me a snack, all right? Email me a plate.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, then. All right, later.
All right, Queen. All right. Good night.
All right. Bye. Good night.